Jamaica's business environment will be further strengthened to enable large-scale investments and capacity support for the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector. This through a $50 million Memorandum of Understanding with the World Bank for the implementation of the Foundations for Competitiveness and Growth project. The initiative is being implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, the PIOJ. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, says the project will enhance competition in the business environment. It will also provide resources for private businesses to undertake pre-feasibility studies in relation to strategic investment projects to be pursued.
It will facilitate the development of technical studies for critical sectors that the country may choose to emphasize as part of its growth strategy.
Dr. Phillips notes that there is a need to explore much further the global dynamics of the business process. Outsourcing industry.
This is an area where we have made our mark, but where we can make a much larger mark as a country and put tens of thousands of Jamaicans to work.
The Foundations for Competitiveness and Growth project is one element of a larger partnership between the Government of Jamaica and the World Bank. Senior private sector development specialist with the World Bank, Thomas Viz, says it is aimed at advancing the prospects for growth as the country goes through a strenuous economic reform program with support from the IMF.
But in terms of growth and competitiveness, it's about private sector-led growth in a situation that fiscal space is created because of public sector transformation and modernization. That's the main message we're trying to leave.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Vivian Brown, says as the government strives for greater economic growth and job creation, it is aiming to facilitate and enable private investment, both domestic and overseas, in the Jamaican economy.
It is our belief that this project will support that strategy. As we go forward, the challenge is for us in Jamaica, both private and public sectors, to make this project a success. We in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce commit to playing our role.
Under the initiative, new and existing businesses will benefit from streamlined regulations and processes, opportunities for public-private partnerships, as well as training and access to financing.
It is a timely initiative as there are investment opportunities available to the private sector which can be facilitated by enhancement of the business environment.
Director of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock. Mr. Bullock says the project seamlessly aligns with the government's growth agenda and directly supports the achievement of Goal 3 of Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan, which is to make Jamaica's economy prosperous. Chief Executive Officer of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, Dennis Chung, says the private sector strongly welcomes the initiative. According to Mr. Chung, it will finally allow the organization to tackle critical areas affecting its ability to be competitive and grow the economy. The Foundations for Competitiveness and Growth project is being implemented over a six-year period from August 2014 to June 2020.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.